Whatever is there in the landscape, we incorporate into our hunger for ritual. A tree, a field, a well, a mountain will invite the spirit and become a locus for reflection, celebration, prayer. When I was a child on my grandmother's farm, it seemed as if all the men in the parish were setting off on the last Sunday of July on the pilgrimage to Kirkpatrick. The pilgrimage is an ancient tradition, but the mountain, like all Irish mountains, played a large part in pre-Christian ritual. Before it was Kirkpatrick, it was Cruachan Éile, Eagle Mountain, some say, or the mountain named after Éile, the son of Derg, son of Conra. The Second Battle of Moytura tells us Cruachan Éile was one of the mountains of Ireland the sorcerer Machen cast against the Fomorians. But when it wasn't being thrown about in battle, at Lunasa, one of the four ritual festivals in the Celtic year, the people would climb its slopes to give thanks for the harvest, to bring the first of the corn and bury it, to prepare a harvest meal, maybe sacrifice a bull, to sing and dance and pay honour to Lu, in particular his triumph over the spirits of the other world who had tried to keep the harvest for themselves. How long, I wonder, did Lu rule the mountain? How far back do we go before he is an intrusive presence imposed on earlier peoples who came to the mountain in their own way, for their own rites, with dances and prayers, hopes and expectations that have vanished forever, that only the mountain remembers?